This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The teen charged with the murder of another teenager in Monday's after-school brawl in Oceanside pleaded not guilty this afternoon. The latest from WCBS's Sophia Hall.
Tyler Flack kept his head down the entire time he faced the judge here inside a Nassau County courtroom as a dozen court officers stood shoulder to shoulder behind him. The 18-year-old pleaded not guilty to stabbing to death 16-year-old Cassine Morris in Oceanside in an after-school brawl on Monday. Flack was held without bail and then placed in protective custody. His lawyer, Edward Sapone, says because the victim's family has made threats.
There is certainly evidence on social media that tends to suggest that that group is involved with street gang violence. There are gang signs. There is hair that's dyed blood orange or red. There are guns on social media. And so there is certainly evidence that that group has those connections.
The family members of the victim held one another as they quietly left the courthouse. One woman held a sign that read, "Justice for Cassine." Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
Police are looking for the man who forced his way into an elderly woman's apartment in the East Village last weekend and stole $5,000 from her dresser. The 89-year-old woman says she was saving the money to buy a tombstone for her late husband. Police say the woman was opening her apartment door when the man showed up, pushed her to the floor, asked where the money was, and took off with it. The woman was treated at the hospital for neck and back pain. We have video of the suspect at WCBS880.com. NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill has fired the latest shot in the department's war of words with the police union. Steve Burns has that story.
The latest evidence, according to the Police Benevolent Association, that things are going downhill in the city is the latest numbers on formal police complaints. They hit a five-year high, up 20% over the last year. The union's been working overtime looking to discredit Commissioner James O'Neill, holding a no-confidence vote and saying he's lost his officers. O'Neill appears fed up with the union's actions.
Trying to sow seeds of doubt in the minds of New Yorkers, trying to convince you that crime is out of control and that your police are afraid to do their jobs. That's insulting.
He says crime numbers remain low. According to Chief of Patrol Rodney Harrison, the increase in complaints can be attributed to more transparency within the department.
We're giving out the right-to-know cards. Kind of explains if you had a negative interaction, how to report a complaint.
At police headquarters, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
Cardinal Dolan and other religious leaders rallied today calling for the closing of Rikers Island. WCBS's Rich Lamb has more from Foley Square.
Surrounded by clerics, former Chief Judge Jonathan Lippman called Rikers a stain on the soul of New York City and a symbol of despair. Cardinal Timothy Dolan was blunt.
Rikers has got to go. It's contrary to the Bible's teaching to treat folks like this so harshly. It's contrary to our American values of fairness and hope and justice.
Rabbi Joseph Potasnik, saying law and compassion must stand together, declared,
Rikers must be closed because, frankly, those of us who have been there, who have seen it, it is devoid of any compassion.
Asked about the controversial borough-based jails, Lippman conceded, none is perfect, but all are 100 times better than Rikers. At 60 Center Street, Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
In the Weather Center, meteorologist Bob Larson, a little chilly, but a lot of sun today. It's nice.
Sunshine to enjoy throughout the area throughout the afternoon, Michael. High temperature 71, average high right now mid-70s. We stay clear tonight and very cool once again overnight. Chilly upper 40s in outlying areas, a low of 56 in the city. Sunshine to enjoy once again tomorrow, and it will become warmer. Tomorrow's high up to near 80 and even warmer over the weekend. Temperatures now range from 62 in Waterbury to 69 in Elizabeth, 67 in Midtown with a high of 71.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.